social triumph. Mm. I danced every dance.
Yes, you did, Nijinsky. Including two with Marcia Kinder.
Well, she practically begged me for an encore. Mm.
You should form a policy of only one to a customer. Gosh, I don't even feel tired. I feel so...
Why don't we drive out to Lover's Leap?
Thank you, dear. But the violins have stopped and you're due at the hospital early.
I'll toss you to see who carries whom up the stairs.
Heads.
Tails. Oh. Carry me.
How about some milk first?
All right.
Was saying that it was the most successful affair in the history of the auxiliary.
Madam Chairman, your committee did a magnificent job. Oh.
Well, we sold more tickets than ever before.
Put down that bottle of milk and I'll give you my very personal congratulations.
Oh, honey, I'm sorry. Did we wake you?
No, that's all right. How was the dance?
Daddy, what's the matter?
Mother, what happened to Daddy?
Well, you know that exuberant feeling when you've been the belle of the ball.
Daddy?
What do you mean, Daddy? How do you think I work my way through medical school?
Oh, Daddy. Doesn't he dance like a dream? Honey, will you help me carry him upstairs later?
Oh, not if I get any sleeper.
Sorry, dear. Do you want me to wash you back up to your room? Jeff, did you know Daddy worked his way to school as a gigolo?
This whole family's blown its top. I'm going to bed.
Good night, Jeff.
Honey, congratulate your mother. The dance was a smash.
Oh, Mama, that's wonderful. Especially after all the work you did, Mama.
Well, thank you, dear. You'd better get some sleep, too.
Okay.
Good night, Mama. Good night, sweetheart.
Good night, Daddy.
Good night, honey. Madam Chairman, You look very pretty tonight.
Why, thank you, sir. I'm glad you like my dress.
Oh, you did as much for the dress as it did for you.
You should go dancing more often.
Mm-hmm. If that's a patient... I'm too tired to change. I'll go former.
Hello. Oh, hello, Laura. No, we just got home. Wasn't it a wonderful evening? Oh, but that can't be. Oh, yes, I believe you, but... Oh, well, now, Laura, don't be upset. We'll do something. I know. Yeah, I'll call a meeting. Good night, Laura.
What's bothering Laura?
The most successful affair in the history of the medical auxiliary ended up with a $220 deficit. The committee went over the figures, and it always comes out the same. We paid out more than we took in.
25, 29, 9, 87, 60. It's checks.
You're $220 in the hole.
You see, we just didn't charge enough for the tickets. But if we had charged more, we wouldn't have had as many people.
But a smaller deficit. Honey, if it's any consolation, everybody I talked to today had a marvelous time.
Well, why shouldn't they? They were having fun at a cut-rate price.
Isn't there some way of estimating expenses and basing the price of tickets on that? It seems simple.
How would you like to serve on the auxiliary next year?
Oh, not me. I'll do the dancing. Let somebody else take care of the bookkeeping.
Well, watch it now, Jeff.
Ow, ow, ow.
What happened?
Jeff sliced his finger cutting some cake.
Oh, Jeff.
Oh, a cake slip.
Well, let's wash it off. Put something on it.
Oh, I'll do it, Daddy. Oh, no. I'm not going to be operated on by some quack.
I'll be in attendance.
Thank you. You better not hurt my finger.
Oh, I won't. Watch it now.
Ow. Hey,
Jeff, could you put your cake down during surgery?
In some cases, cake has been known to act as a local anesthetic.
Florence Nightingale's trying to kill me. Ouch!
Very nice work, nurse.
Thank you, sir.
There we are.
Does it hurt, dear? Only when he chews.
Well, darling, what does your committee plan to do about the deficit?
Oh, we're going to raise the money and pay it off.
How? Run another dance?
We're going to prorate the loss. And each member of the committee is going to make up her share. It comes to about $27.
I must have lost blood.
$27? Who do I make the check out to?
Oh, no, no. We need to raise the money by earning it. Mrs. Johnson is going to auction off a hooked rug, and Dorothy Weber is going to make some hats and sell them, and I haven't quite decided what I'm going to do.
I have a suggestion.
Yes, what?
Pay the $27.
I was laughing from pain, Mom.
Jeff, would you like to contribute some of your savings to Mother's committee?
Boy, this hurts.
Are you two trying to say that I have no business talents?
You're the nicest wife I ever had.
Didn't I raise $18 on the weenie roast?
Yes, you did, dear, and we spent 34.
And we broke a dozen dishes.
And Ralph Moffat crashed through the hammock.
And everyone had a wonderful time.
Yeah, darling, you're a superb hostess, but you operated at a loss.
Well, Mother, whatever you decide, you can count on my help.
Well, I'm glad to know that there's at least one loyal member in this family.
Oh, now, honey, you're a talented, efficient woman, but why get involved in projects? You just finished one.
Because I don't want to be the only one making an outright donation. And besides, part of giving is giving of yourself.
I'll put my heart into it when I write the check.
Money is one of the nicest things you can do for people.
You know, I think I'll start charging that one a nickel every time I darn his socks.
Well, you can't do that. I'm your own flesh and blood.
And as for you...
I leave tips after all meals.
What meal? Come on, dear, help me figure out a way to earn the money. We'll show them.
Boy, that must have been a nasty crack.
Ah, don't worry, Jeff. After all, when the chips are down, a man knows who his friends are.
Mama, how about a bazaar? We could get a big pile of our old clothes together and take them down.
Oh, honey, I sent a big pile down to the shelter just last week.
Pay the $27.
Your father's being helpful again. Oh, Jeff, not another. You'll be sick.
Mom, how can a guy get sick on the best pickles in the country?
In the world, Jeff, in the world.
Well, I never thought I'd drag a compliment out of those two.
Oh, talent is talent. I married your mother because of the way she made pickles.
It was a perfect romance. I dilled while your daddy tangoed.
Oh, wonderful, Mama.
Well, thank you, dear. I'll put the recipe in your hope chest. Pickles.
Pickles?
Pickle?
You think Mom worked too hard on that committee?
Of course. Why didn't I think of it before? Pickles. My one outstanding ability. I'll sell pickles and raise the money.
First, Mom was going to charge me for darning my socks, and now I have to pay for my pickles.
I think what your mother had in mind was a door-to-door pickle salesman.
Oh, I can wrap a pickle in every newspaper I deliver.
Or you can set up a counter in my office.
Oh, Mama, how will we sell them?
Well, honey, don't worry. We'll find a way. Sir, would you like a Mother Stone homemade pickle?
Hello, Mrs. Stone.
Hello, Mr. Ross.
Can I help you?
Yes.
Sit down.
Yeah, thank you very much. Did you enjoy yourself at the dance the other night?
Oh, the missus and I had a wonderful time. Say, Dr. Stone sure is a smooth stepper.
Oh, well, thank you.
You know, Frieda's been after me for years to take dancing lessons. Me and my two left feet.
Oh, well, I noticed you. I thought you were doing very well.
That's only when I dance with Frieda. She leads. Here, let me have the boy fill your order while you're waiting.
Oh, thank you.
Charlie.
Hello, Mrs. Stone.
Hello, Charlie.
Would you get Mrs. Stone's order, please?
1 dozen eggs, 2 quarts of milk, and 150 pounds of cucumbers?
That's what I came to see you about.
Call the warehouse and get some good ones.
You see, Mr. Ross, we lost money on that dance.
Well, how could you do that? The place was jammed.
Well, we took in less than we paid out.
That'll do it.
So, each member of the committee has volunteered to make up her share.
I see. Well, the tickets were reasonable. It was for a good cause. Why don't I write you a little check?
Oh, no, no, thank you very much. We've decided to raise the money on our own.
How? Run another dance?
I know it may sound like boasting, but my family thinks that I make very good pickles. As a matter of fact, they're wild about them.
I know how it is. My Frida jars the finest spice pears in the world. Confidentially. I married Frida because of her spice pears.
Isn't it strange, the things that bring couples together? Well, anyway, I thought that I would make up a lot of these pickles. And that perhaps you would let me sell them here.
Here? I have pickles.
Oh, yes, I know. And they're very good, too. But I thought if you would just give me a little section on Saturday, well, if it's too much trouble or something, I'll understand.
Mrs. Stone, when we call Dr. Stone at 2 o'clock in the morning for my grandchild, he comes. You want to sell pickles? Sell pickles.
Oh, Mr. Ross, thank you. You're an angel. And I'll be very happy to pay for the space.
Oh, please. It's for charity. Besides, I believe in friendly competition. If your pickles are better than mine...
Well, thank you again. Goodbye.
I had my phone.
Oh, you didn't.
Oh,
no,
I
did. Oh, go away.
Hi.
Hi,
Mother.
In the car. Thank
pickles
you.
For charity.
Now, listen, tomorrow we've got to get some jars and labels, and then tomorrow afternoon.
Hey, Mom, I promised to meet Zach tomorrow.
Them that don't work don't eat.
I'll call it off.
Oh, and Mr. Ross said I could have a small section of his store on Saturday.
In a frame house on a narrow street in a little village, a woman with a dream started a venture that mushroomed into a mighty empire. In remote corners of
the
earth...
Give that man a pickle. I used to make pickles on the farm every summer with Grandma.
Really?
Yes.
You know, I still don't see why they have to wake the cows up at 5 a.m.
to milk them, dimwit.
I know, but shouldn't they let them sleep a little longer? I mean, it's so early, they'd be grouchy.
Well, when we get to the farm next summer, don't go spreading propaganda among the cows.
Well, if they're happy, I won't say a word.
All right. You put the pickles in the jars, and I'll pour in the ingredients, and you put on the labels and seal the jars.
Hey, we'll have a real assembly line.
Well, I'm too young to work in a factory.
Well, never mind. I got special dispensation from the Child Labor Board. All right, go.
Well, I had to taste it, Mom. After all, we don't want to send out an inferior product.
That's a point, dear, but we don't want to be short of pickle in every jar either. All right. Let's start over again and no pickle tasting. Go on. Yes, we did, dear. And thank you both very much. Honey, will you get a couple of cartons out by the door? We'll store them in the basement until Saturday.
If you advance me a little credit, I'll buy them all myself. out.
We must need pickles in bed.
Oh, I just don't want the secret formula to get out of this house.
Well, I don't think they can figure out the ingredients just by tasting them.
Well, some wise guy will take it to a chemist.
Well, we can't stop progress, dear. You know, we're going to need some kind of sign.
Daddy, look.
I know. My patients have been drooling.
Jeff, you're good at lettering. Couldn't you fix me up some kind of sign that says, pickles for charity?
Mama, how much are you going to charge?
Oh, well, we don't want to undercut Mr. Ross. His pickles sell for about 49 cents. We'll charge 50 cents.
Excuse me, madam. I understand you carry homemade pickles.
Oh, our supply is limited. Only two to a customer.
I'll take the limit.
Thank you, sir.
Daddy, where are you taking them?
I'm going to pass them out to the children instead of lollipops.
It does look nice, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Nice, Miss Stone.
Oh, thank you, Charlie. Now, just politely offer the people a sample when they come by, and if they like it, no sales pressure.
Oh, can I just politely say, stuff yourself with pickles for charity?
No, they'll know it's for charity.
Well, I guess we're open for business.
Yeah. Oh, I better call Dr. Sanborn and cancel my dental appointment this morning before we get too busy.
Well, why are you going to cancel it?
Why? Because. The pickles.
You mean you don't trust us?
Well, of course I trust you.
Oh, Mother, we can handle this.
You can?
Sure.
Well, I mean, well, to tell you the truth, I know it may sound silly, but I do feel kind of nervous about this. It's like having your paintings exhibited for the first time. Pickles are so personal. You know, I think I will be more comfortable at the dentist's.
Well, sure, Mom. You go to Dr. Sanborn, and us two super salesmen will take care of everything.
All right.
I'll come back as soon as I can.
Bye, Mom.
Good night, Mommy.
Thank you. Oh, and remember, Jeff, no high pressure.
We won't need any, Mom. Your pickles will go like hotcakes.
Excuse me, would you like to try some of these homemade pickles?
It's for charity.
They're very good. Thank you.
She eats ours, but buys theirs.
Well, Jeff, people get used to certain brands they've tried before.
Would you like to try some of these homemade pickles?
The money goes to the kids at the hospital.
Well, aren't you two adorable? May I?
Well, certainly.
Well, these are marvelous. Who made them?
Our mother. How many jars would you like?
Oh, I'm not allowed to eat pickles. I mean, I love them. But they give me heartburn. Thank you so much. You're both so sweet.
Thank you for trying them.
Thank you for trying them. She can eat samples, but she can't eat pickles.
Jeff, let's not get discouraged. We just started.
Who's discouraged? Our samples are going like crazy.
We aren't doing so well.
What do you mean? We gave away two jars of samples and we got three donations.
How's it going, kids?
Oh, all right, Mr. Ross.
Oh, fine.
For some reason, I'm having a big day with pickles. Keep it up. It's for a good cause.
Sure, he's having a big day. Our samples remind the customers they need pickles.
Jack, maybe we like them so much because Mother makes them.
Oh, that has nothing to do with it.
No, now look, when Lucy Burke invited me over to her house for dinner, she told me that her mother made the best meatballs in the whole world.
So?
Jeff, they were terrible, but you should have seen her family gobbling them up like they were peanuts. I don't know, it must have something to do with family loyalty.
My stomach doesn't know a thing about loyalty.
Excuse me, would you like to have a sample?
Well, at least we broke even on that one. You know, we're going to have to start some high-pressure salesmanship. Say, these are the best pickles I ever ate. Can I have 6 jars?
Sir, would you care to try these homemade pickles?
Well, thank you. They are good. But I can't eat them. They give my wife heartburn.
Aren't they just adorable?
Jeff, when Mother gets back and sees that we haven't sold any, she...
Well, we tried.
Oh, I know, but... Well, when a woman is proud about something she does well, it breaks her heart when she discovers...
Oh, say, can I have 3 more jars of those wonderful pickles?
My mother serves in the company instead of salted peanuts. They're very good for children, too, have lots of vitamins.
Would you care to try these homemade pickles?
No,
we're having a special sale.
Well, thank you. Mine are better. Too much dill. How much are they?
Oh, 50 cents.
Only 2 to a customer.
Well, girls, I'm going to take you right home, dear. I'm not going to bring you to the supermarket anymore. You're already safe to go. What are you doing?
Would you care to...
Oh, thank you.
Hi, Daddy.
Hi, Dad.
Well, how's it going?
Well, that was the closest we ever came to a sale. I could murder that Elvis.
Hey, Daddy, it's just been heartbreaking. Poor Mother.
Haven't you sold any?
Daddy, what are we going to do? Mother will be back soon from the dentist.
Well, I don't think it's a personal commentary on your mother.
Well, Daddy, it's just as if the thing that Mother does best is a failure. She's just going to feel awful. You know, she's worked so hard, first on the dance and now on this, and all for nothing.
Now, your mother has a lot of wonderful qualities. They're just not marketable. Now, aside from her pride, I think we should spare her another project. Ah, I know you have a limit of 2 to a customer, but why don't I buy them all?
Oh, Daddy, that would be wonderful. You know, I have some money at home that I can contribute.
Well, I've got $3 in savings and loan.
I wouldn't want you to lose the interest. I'll advance the money.
Daddy, what will we do with all of these jars?
Oh, that's a good question.
Say, would you like to try this new brand of pickles? It's a free offer.
Why, thank you.
Free pickles, homemade.
Hello, would you like to try this free sample?
Yeah, these are homemade pickles.
You're very welcome.
Hi, Mama.
Hi, Mom. How is the dentist?
You practically sold out.
Yeah. I'll take this one.
They went as fast as we could pick them up.
We should have made twice as many. Dorothy Weber hasn't sold any hats yet.
Oh, here comes the lady. Let me see if I can sell this last one.
You've been so wonderful about this. I'll take the last one.
On the phone, dear.
Oh, it was Dorothy Weber. She hasn't sold a one of her hats.
No.
That's a shame, Mother. She makes lovely hats.
It's very strange. Everyone's always complimenting Dorothy on her hats, and Mrs. Johnson on her hooked rugs, and Phyllis Parker on her embroidered pillow slips, but nobody buys them.
Well, how about the other committee members, Mama?
Not a one of them has sold their quota.
Except you.
Well, anybody can make hook rugs or pillowcases or hats, but pickles...
Just right. Turn out an exceptional product and the world will beat your doors down.
You know, I think I have a solution to make up the entire deficit. I'll go out and buy 400 pounds of cucumbers and some mason jars and dill and... Don't you think that's a good idea, dear?
Yeah.
Relax, darling. You won't have to buy 300 jars of pickles to spare my feelings.
Hmm?
Not me. Not me.
Not I.
$27 worth of pickles.
But
I didn't know you loved me that much.
Darling, how did you know? You were at the dentist all morning.
You gave a free jar of pickles to Dr. Sanborn's nurse.